A woman had heard that one of her favorite TV personalities was making a rare appearance in her neighborhood, and she was determined to go see him. But when she arrived at the mall, she realized that several hundred people had the same idea, and there was no place to park. So for 20 minutes, she drove around the mall looking for parking space without success. Finally, in desperation, she raised her eyes to heaven and said, "Lord, help me. If you provide a parking space for me, I'll put $300 in the collection next Sunday." Well, when she turned into the next row, there miraculously was an empty space. She raised her eyes to heaven again and says, "Never mind, God, I found one." Friends, have you noticed that when we're desperate, we turn to the Lord? The truth is, most of us would rather handle things ourselves. When we have no other options, when we're at our wits' end, we cry out to the Lord, "Help us." When things are running smoothly, when there's blue sky, when life seems to be unending, we congratulate ourselves on how well we're handling life. Now, there's nothing wrong with turning to the Lord when we're desperate. Time and time again throughout his public ministry, people in crisis continually approach the Lord Jesus. Today's gospel, both Jairus, the synagogue leader, and a woman with years of hemorrhaging come to Jesus because they had no other place to turn. Jesus quickly came to their aid. And we should never feel ashamed or apologetic about coming to the Lord in time of need. We should never hesitate to cry out to the Lord when we find ourselves in a crisis. In faith, we believe that God will hear us and he will act. But my point today is, what a waste it is until we are in a crisis to call on God. What a waste it is to wait until we're desperate before we call on the name of the Lord. You see, God wants to be part of our story more than just when we're in trouble. God has revealed himself as our Father, as our Mother, as our Beloved, as our best friend forever. Why God loves us so much is a mystery. But that God loves us as if we're the only one to love is the good news of the gospel. So when you and I diminish our relationship with God, when we approach God only when he's a problem solver, God wants more. God wants to share the whole journey of life with us. The good days, the not so good days. The bright sunny days, the not so sunny days. God wants our love and joy and sorrow and health and sickness, in hope and disappointment, in life and in death and beyond. And just think how much richer our lives would be if we turned to God not only when we're desperate, but every moment of our life, every nanosecond, every breath becomes a moment to praise God. How much wealth, how much joy we would have in our lives if we are not only there seeking him in crisis, but when things are overflowing with blessings and joy and goodness. So think, if you and I could begin each day remembering this love, God's love, conscious of God's presence as we face each event, each person, how much deeper, more thankful, more joyful our lives would be. That kind of living is exactly what we need as God's people. This day God has made, let us rejoice and be glad in it. Not just tomorrow or down the road, but today is the day the Lord has made. So if you or I are in dire need, if you're at your wits' end, if you can't find that parking space, then by all means, call out to God for help. To believe that God will hear and help you is central to the news of the gospel. But let's not leave out. Let's not wait until we're in a crisis before we let God in. Take God to this very moment to be here in his presence, to be with one another. This is the day that God has made. And God is loving you and me and every one of us now. So let's claim that love today and celebrate today. Let's make this the most important hour of the entire week. Let's make this the most important day of our lifetime. So that's an invitation from God to each of us. Let him in joy and sorrow, in all moments. Let him come in and be part of our story.